All right, we are at the end of Hallelukas, on page Kuf Ayin Beis. Yeah. Omnam, the last column on the first, on the last paragraph of the first column in Kuf Ayin Beis, the last thing we learned, he explained that we say Kala Neshama Talaka two times as sort of an ending, doubling up at the end, which is the style of much of our davening. Omnam, kishenizbaynim bepasik zeh, ha'achrit shebesefer tilim. When we think about this pasik, the final one in the book of Tilim, yitma be'ineinu ha'shtamshus b'shem yud kei, kela neshama talal ka, halleluka. Why does it call neshama talal Hashem? Why does it say ka, ha'mayra amatzav she'ein Hashem sholem? That's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name incomplete. K'moshe lamadu Chazal, as Chazal say, and this is brought in Rashi at the end of Bishalach, al posik hiyad al keis ka, v'mkeim b'hagia l'piskas kol azmirais, shomer David HaMelech, when you reach the final posik, the high point, the crescendo, of all of the songs that David said, k'shemagbir b'kol rash gadol. And here he's shouting out in a loud voice, Lafar Hashem Kavayit Hashem. Hayla l'shtamish b'shem ha-miyuchad. It should have said Yud Kei Vav Kei. U'mazeh v'almazeh shesim b'shem shein eshalim. It's great kasha. Never thought of it. Why is it called the Shomet Halal Ka? Why not called the Shomet Halal Hashem? So he says something fascinating. Bagdomas Perek Shira. You all heard of Perek Shira. When I was a teenager, no one heard of Perek Shira, almost nobody. But has become now famous. Well, ladies used to say Tehillim, all the babas used to say Tehillim. Today they say Perek Shira. It's much shorter and has color pictures, which is Meir the Kavana, no doubt. So at any rate, that was just a snide remark to stick in. Anyway, Bakdama is Perek Shira. What is Perek Shira? Perek Shira starts all about one thing. Isa, it starts this way. Omru al David Melech Yisrael b'shoshasim Sefer Tehillim zochadaitai. Now, when David finished Sefer Tehillim, what is zochadaitai? How do you normally translate? It sounds like gaiva. Zochadaitai olav. He was too proud. He says that's not a correct translation. Ena kavana kibshutai shaboli de gaivois chas v'shalom. Doesn't mean he became haughty. Geyos chas v'shalom. El malasher akasav lo yizach hachayshin me'ala eifayd. The chayshin should not slip off the eifayd. Yizach is a lashon of slipping. Lashon nituk memukaymai, a language of something slipping off its place. Chen olinya machshavei sa'adam. The same thing is true about people's thoughts. Sheyesh asher ha'adam machnia u'misalek eza machshava. Shloi tala adaitai. A person would like not to think of certain things. V'hi minas sometimes it just slips. It slips. The Rabbi Sos Salanter, one of his letters, writes, I think his Lashon is, Adam chafshi b'dim yaynay. God can't command you, never think about A, B, or C. If someone tells you never think about it, you can be sure that you're going to think about it. Adam chafshi b'dim yaynay. The imagination is a free agent. It does what it wants. So he says sometimes a person really doesn't want to have certain thoughts. And Yizak, it'll slip out. So David slipped with the thought of Gaiva. He finished Tehillim and he looked at it and he said, hey, this is pretty good. He didn't say it, he thought it. A pretty good job. So what happened when David thought that? So David slipped, he said to Hashem, he spoke, he said, Yesh beria shabarasa ba'ilamecha? Is there any creature in the world that says praise and song more than me? So God answered him. So a frog hopped in. And the frog, maybe the frog really came, maybe it just came up in Ruach HaKodesh. And the frog said to him, David, don't be such a big chef. The frog said, I say praise more than you. I'm involved in a great mitzvah. Zuhi ha-mitzvah, shani ha-sekespa. Listen to this mitzvah. Yesh b'sfas hayam min echad. There is, at the beaches of the sea, an animal. Shem parnasasai, that doesn't survive, ki min hamayim. Only what it eats out of the water. What's that? Which animals eat only out of the water? I don't know. Beavers? Ubishah shehu rav l'tleini v'echleini. And when this creature is hungry, it eats frogs. Zuhi ha-mitzvah. This is what I do. L'kai ma-shadim. I listen to this. To l'kai what it says, Ibrav sainacha ha-chilei olechem. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. So, very lumdish a frog. The frog said, my life is a life of shira and sishbacha. And not only that, but mesiras nefesh. I give myself up for other creatures to survive. Ha-medrash hazeh tzavach. This medrash screams, darshuni. What's going on here? Levar, kolavi, koach, halos. What's it talking about? So Reb Schwab is going to offer an explanation of really what's essentially the whole Perek Shira, because the whole Perek Shira follows that each of the creatures of the world sings the praise of Hashem. So he explains as follows. Now certainly the Pashup Pshat is that the nature screams forth that there's a creator. Somebody who examines nature comes to the conclusion that there is some intelligent design to the world. And certainly the Pashup Pshat.
What does an author do? Somebody writes a sefer, and they finish the sefer. They don't have satisfaction with what they wrote.
Sure, when I finished the Ribbis book, are you kidding?
Yeah, so
this frog came. Said, I know Ribbis better than you. What do frogs say all the time?
But you're not supposed to have any satisfaction or think that what you did was good.
I'm not David HaMelech. You know, me, I can do it. David HaMelech, you know,
what
he's...
What was he supposed to think? It's terrible.
It was... No. He wasn't punished for thinking it. He was given Musa for thinking it. So he said that things better. You're right, he wasn't... It doesn't say he was punished for it. It just says that he was taught a lesson. Now, we don't understand the lesson. Why does it mean the frog says a better Shiva than David? So he's going to try to explain. But let's see. Hine, Godless Amino Anushi Vitafartai, Yaisa Makalabruim. What makes man outstanding among all the creatures? Hima Shanivra Bishne Yitzarim, it's Yetzatavi Yetzahara. What makes man outstanding is the concept of free will. That a man has Yetzatavi Yetzahara, Yeshlayev Shores, Habahira, Lolachas Bedera, Shulchafetz, Bali Ikov Klau. And the person has free will to choose the way he wants to go with on his own. That's what's unique about a human being among all of God's creatures. If Adam mispael mi yitzrei hatoiv, u misave liskari l'davik b'kainai. And when man is affected by his yitzrei hatoiv, he has a desire to become close to God. Luma ze mispael mitzidei hasheni. A person is affected from the other end, lispatois mi yitzrei hara. To be convinced to behave differently by the Yetzirah. Omna. Af im yinatzeach b'mochama ha-kureida ha-zayis v'yachnia li-Yetzirah. Even when a person is successful and his Yetzirah carries the day, b'komokim kol yomav alecholed, all his days on this world, sheikhin yitzrei ha-rabi kirbay. He's always the Yetzirah. V'zeh magbil omeinei sa'odam la-hashlim ha-karasi v'asagasi b'mitzias ha-kadosh baruch hu. And that is always in the way of being ma'akiv. I once saw a beautiful thing here at Tzaddik. He says, the Torah says that you get 40 malchus, and the Torah Shabbat Peh says you only get 39. So he has a beautiful explanation. The Torah is not lying. The Torah says you get 40. So he says like this. He says, really, a person does an aveira, he deserves 40 malchus. But no person does an aveira totally committed to the Aveira. The Yetzer Tov is pulling at him a little bit. He's got like a teeny mashahu of hesitation, of regret, of, so even though he's supposed to get 40, the Torah says, okay, we'll give you 39, because we have to recognize that it's not, person doesn't do his Aveiras with complete, devotion. He says the same thing about the 40, Malachis. On Shabbos, they are, It says, Abayim Chasa Achas. There are really 40 malachas, not 39. There are 39 that get Misa. And the 40th, which is Mechamer, which is not Misa, which you don't make a carbon for. So it's the same thing. There are really 40 malachas. When it comes to Ein Shim, the Torah pulls back one. Abayim Chasa Achas. So that the person is not, even when a person does an Aveira, there's a little bit of him that's saying, I shouldn't be doing this. Sort of like when a guy's on a diet and he eats anyway. A little bit of him is saying, don't eat, it doesn't help. But, you know, you sort of get only 39 fortieths of the calories when you eat it. Anyway, that's what he's saying about a person who does good. Even when a person does something good, there's a little bit of him reluctant to do it. So that when a person is matzliach and he follows the Yetzer Tov, it's not by a human being, it's not 100%.
If he walks off the food, does he get sparkling?
What?
If he walks off the food, does he get sparkling?
He gets saralicha for walking off the food. Very good. Okay. Absolutely. K'may shenemar la'odin anvim, ki lo yareni ha'odam v'chai. A person can't see God and live. Why? Sharia klapi maila hi ria sichlis. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to understand him. As long as you have Yetzirah, it's not possible to see God completely. That inyan which makes the human being the purpose of creation, at the very same time it weighs down, it limits his understanding of God. So that's the human being's challenge in this world. But he had Tzfardeya in the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah has no evil inclination. Therefore it does what it's supposed to do. It goes, gets eaten. It's his bayra. To do what God said. There's no way of leaning towards refusing to do what it has to do. So it's Friday, I said to David, if I would have a neshama like you do, and I had the intelligence you had, he said, I could sing praise more than you. I don't have the Yetzirah. I go and get eaten up. And I have no taiva differently. So he's saying that's the idea of Perek Shira. That even when David says Shira Tashem, it's incomplete. There's still the Yetzer Hara pulling at him in the other direction. And we see this in Perek Shira. The whole Perek Shira says a pasuk for each animal. What each animal's praise is. So for day I meres borrow shame kavei machusay loylam voed. She shiras hamalachim. It's for day. It's ascribed to this for day. The song of the malachim borrow shame kavei machusay loylam voed. It says that okay. Shegam the malachim have six wings. Each wing represents one of the words borrow shame kavei machusay loylam voed. And Shagama Tzfardeya Masiga Dargo Neflo Bishira Ayideh Espatlus Agamura Lassis Ritzen Kaidim. Like the Malach, the Tzfardeya has only one job, to do what it's supposed to do. Mashen Kimin Adam. Shubachal Lo Yareini. Ain Shira Yochal Hagia La Dargo Gavaya Kazu. A person could never reach that level. Lachem Besim Sefer Tehillim. Shubadavar Avela Perega Achi Na'ala. When David was standing at his highest moment, Vachi Niskov Shukal Yimechayav, Hikir David, Shim Kozeh Adayin Ein Hashem Shalom Etzloi. Still, God's name is not complete. Klayer Eini Ha'adam. Vishtamish B'Shem Ka Shein Shalom. He said, Kela Neshama Talaka. Even the highest darg of praise, there's still an anchor weighing it down, and that's that praise. Yep. What? Who? Oh, the frog. That's right. Trembling into the oven. Now, then with this, we understand why we whisper Baruch Shem Kavai Machusei Lo Elam Vayi. We're saying is that Baruch Shem Kavai Machusei is the Malachim's song, and human beings really don't have that complete ability to sing it, to say it like the Malachim do. That's why we whisper it, because the Malachim would say, "What are you doing?" Rabbi Yaakov writes that Yeheshmei Rabba, which is such a special tefillah, Yeheshmei Rabba Baruch Lalam Lamei Almaya, he says Yeheshmei Rabba is Baruch Shem Kavai Machusa in Aramaic. Baruch Shem Kavai Machusa Yeheshmei Rabba Mivorach. And Lailam Voed is Lalam Lamei Almaya. So, because it says, Taisus says, and I think in Brachas, am I correct, that we say Yeheshmei Rabba in Aramaic, so the Malachim shouldn't understand it. Malachim don't respond to Aramaic. So why do we say it in Aramaic? So Malachim don't understand it. I got Malachim. The same reason we whisper Baruch Shem Kavai Machus Elan Avoy. That we whisper it because it's something that Malachim, they'd be jealous of. Jealous of means that it's not really human praise. Human praise incomplete. So that's why you say Yeheshmei Rabba. Kolayim Yeheshmei Rabba b'chol koichai. It's beautiful. The whole limitation of man is that we can't say things b'chol koichai. Because the Yetzirah is always pulling in the other direction. But kolayim Yeheshmei Rabba b'chol koichai. So what does it say? I don't know about. For what? Overturns? A decree, okay. Okay, so this is his beautiful ending to the Hallelukas. Thursday, God willing, we'll stop Baruch Hashem La'ilam. Okay, we'll say it in Marah before we die, before we learn, and then we'll say it here. You know, it's the same Baruch Hashem La'ilam in Marav and in Shachris. Before Baruch David, the four Pesukim is the same four Pesukim. Yishamer Amay Yisrael La'ad, we say the same four Pesukim. So, it's a shame.